brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it's already Wednesday, the 11th day of August, 2004. Thank you so much for joining me. Masses of vital news and information today, and an important guest discussing the vaccine situation in the second hour. Wide open phones. The websites are prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, and of course, infowars.com. A lot of the same news and information on all the sites, a lot of different news on the sites, so check them all out today. Well, we already knew this, but CIA halted a plan to kidnap bin Laden in 1998. Another example, three separate countries wanted to arrest him. They said no, and then cruise missiled those that wanted to do it, two of the countries that wanted to. Here they are protecting him. A mole, a Pakistani mole, was about to blow Al-Qaeda wide open, and so our government outed the mole. They do this over and over again. When they've got bin Laden cornered, special forces colonels told to stand down. He watches as over 100, quote, this is the San Francisco Chronicle, black helicopters land and pick up Al-Qaeda and fly them to safety to C-130s, but then be flown out and paid handsomely by the U.S. government for a job well done. This has all come out. It all comes out in the news. It's all out in the open. But, again, no one puts the pieces of the puzzle together. This is one of those puzzles a two-year-old could put together, you know, a puzzle that's got maybe got like four pieces. You'd have to be brain dead not to put the pieces together. CIA halted a plan to kidnap bin Laden in 1998. That's out of the Irish Examiner, big mainstream newspaper in Ireland. President Bush continues to surrender U.S. sovereignty to international entities. We'll go over Chuck Baldwin's great column. Also, documents uncovered proving U.S. doctors aided tortures in Abu Ghraib. We'll get into that. Kerry, an amazing statement yesterday that he supports Bush in the war. Even if no weapons of mass destruction were there, he thinks it's a great war. Of course, the Democrats will suddenly love the war now. As soon as Kerry's in office, if he gets into office, Patriot Act, they'll love it. Wars, they'll love it. Same stuff will happen. Suddenly the left wing will love it. And conservatives are all committed to this lie, mainstream dumbbell neocon conservatives, so they'll all be one happy enslaved family. And Bush laughed at Kerry yesterday and says, see, he agrees with me. He reveled in it as he mocked Kerry over, as he mocked his cousin. Bush job rating falls to new low. Immigration plan envisions incentives to illegal aliens. We talked about this. It's finally being pointed out that they're going to pay to bring the illegal aliens here. Bush says it's not an amnesty, though. It's just the biggest amnesty ever in perpetuity, dwarfing anything ever even conceived of, and corporations can pay to bring the illegals here to accelerate all this, and they're going to advertise to get them here with the benefits. 6 billion people globally, 290 million in America, and our government's going to advertise in newspapers globally, please come to America, we'll pay you, please come here, drive down the wages, help enslave us. U.S. will let Mexican visitors stay 30 days instead of three, so helping have that wide open. No need to cross the desert, you can just walk right in. Scientists given cloning a go-ahead, this out of the BBC, over in England, Iran to test missile capable of hitting Israel. Look for Iran to get hit pretty quick. U.S. to give Border Patrol new powers to deport illegals. Yeah, right. Judge, removal of Bible from courthouse. Can't swear on that Bible. Can't have that Bible in the courthouse. Also, CBS newsman Mike Wallace issued subpoena, actually arrested. And just so much more lined up for you today. So please stay with us. Toll-free number to get involved on air. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and of course the websites again, prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. We're here, my friends, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75, and at night from 9 to midnight at 32.10, and, of course, on the websites PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and the network's website, GCNLive.com. I know we have a caller from Japan. We get calls from Japan and Australia, and from McMurdo Weather Station in Antarctica. As we've gotten calls from there, we go to those calls directly. So we'll get to your call from Japan here in a few minutes, then Darren in California and John in Ohio and many, many others. We have a guest coming on in the next hour concerning mercury and the vaccines and much, much more. So please stay with us. But let me get into the news now. I mean, we got Kerry saying the war is wonderful. Even if there never were weapons of mass destruction, he's all for it. We've got more news surfacing about the government blowing the whistle on its own mole when they were about to bust Al-Qaeda. And so this is a good place to start. The Irish Examiner, a very respected newspaper, one of the national newspapers in Ireland, headline, we were actually already aware of this, but now it's mainstream news, CIA halted a plan to kidnap bin Laden in 1998. Now, again, in case you didn't know this, our government put Fidel Castro in publicly. They called him the Abraham Lincoln of the Caribbean. Our government put Manuel Noriega in. Our government put Saddam in. Our government put Mao in. You didn't know that? It's now admitted. History Channel, CIA admits it. They put all these people in. And this is no different. Bin Laden's family has been serving the British since at least 1918 as part of British intelligence. They were the Mussel family to install the House of Saud. And they've always been there. They've always served well. And they've been serving well again. And they'll continue to serve well. And Bin Laden was used to attack the Soviets in the 80s, which I don't think was bad. And then he was used to attack the Serbs in the late 90s, which was bad when they fought back. Oh, they're evil demons. Let's go get, take their land. That's admitted. Senate report by the Republicans, Alphonse D'Amato. And so now we have this. When the Sudanese wanted to arrest him and get some money, they got cruise missiled. When the Afghans wanted to arrest him, they got cruise missiled. When they offered to give all the documents on Bin Laden over, they got cruise missiled. The leader, the religious leader of the Taliban, who wasn't CIA, stayed behind when we took over. And he was the first to be arrested, the only senior Taliban to be held. And he told the British embassy, the Egyptian embassy, the U.S. embassy, you're going to be attacked. This is what's going to happen. And he was waiting there thinking he'd be loved with open arms. He was arrested. That came out in mainstream news. The average person has no idea it even happened. Same story. And we have dozens and dozens and dozens of examples of this, CIA protecting Bin Laden, in the 9/11 archive of PrisonPlanet.com. Smaller archive at InfoWars.com. CIA halted a plan to kidnap Bin Laden in 98. In 98, the now-retired CIA head, George Tenet, called off a brave plan to abduct al-Qaeda chief Osama Bin Laden from an Afghan compound, fearing that it was too dangerous to implement, according to a report into the September 11th terror attack. So that's just the whitewash. Folks, we have BBC and London Telegraph articles from 2000 where British ambassadors were in northern Pakistan and saw Bin Laden being guarded, quote, by U.S. special forces. And they went, wow, he's there. They've got him. I mean, this is a joke. Agents set a plan to kidnap Bin Laden from a farm in Kandahar and then transport him to New York or a place where he could be put on trial. But Tenet decided to halt the plan amid fears that it might harm many U.S. civilians. The plan was devised based on satellite imagery and intelligence about a walled compound near Tarnak Farms. No capture plan before 9/11 ever again attained the same level of detail and preparation, the report said. So this is just the whitewash. Working level CIA officers were disappointed when the plan was axed and added. I know Paul Watson's listening. Paul, you got to find that London Telegraph article. There was another one. You got to get that BBC article. You got to get that article out of the San Francisco Chronicle where that special forces colonel described having the Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders, the Arab fighters, cornered, and then they were ordered to stand down, and they watched U.S. helicopters land and lift them off. I know that's in the archives. We need to post that, have a little news and focus section for the next few days, and repost that for people. There was also another general who said that, you know, they would capture Taliban and al-Qaeda generals. They'd be ordered to release them with vehicles and let them go. We have that. I think that was MSNBC. We need to post all this, because this isn't just some little accidental thing here. The plan was for Bin Laden to be snatched by a group of Afghan operatives and handed to a group of tribal leaders in the desert outside Kandahar. Then they would turn Bin Laden over to another group of leaders who would then hand him over to the CIA. But unfortunately, the plan was halted, and that for a number of reasons made by Tenet. And this is just one of the times. Then the Afghans wanted to arrest him in 2001. But that was not allowed. Then he went for kidney dialysis at the American hospital in Dubai, a big military base, U.S. military base, and the CIA met with him for 10 days. So that's just a small portion of the facts. Let's just go to calls now, and we'll get to all the other news here in a few minutes. Michael in Japan, I guess an American living in Japan. Michael, how you doing?
Alex, how are you?
Good. So you listen to us in Japan.
Yes, sir, on the Internet. I've been listening to you for a little more than a year now, and I wanted to tell you I ordered four of your videos, and I have a small complaint about them, and it's not the material in them. I ordered them, and when I put one of them in the VCR, I got no video, and the audio sounds like you're on 78 speed.
Well, we get that with foreign governments. Japan has some of the highest restrictions around. Stuff that goes into Canada tends to get erased or smashed, and we've had big problems with Japan. And I'm glad we can handle your customer service issue here on air.
it's not a complaint against you, Alex.
You have to do, sir. Well, just let me stop you. Just we'll be glad to send those back out to you again, and if they get erased again, we'll send them out again and again.
Okay, because I have 9/11. I'm sorry, I have 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and I've shown it to a friend of mine who's retired military. He couldn't believe what was on the DVD. He couldn't believe it. But I'm thinking, well, he shows you the mainstream articles. They're right there.
Oh, good. So of the four videos, how many of them worked for you?
None of them. I put them all in the VCR. I even bought a new VCR, and
yeah,
nothing happened.
Then we might have one bad video out of 200 that's our fault. They were all erased, sir.
Oh,
somebody put
okay.
a demagnetizer to them, yeah.
Yeah.
When they send them through those irradiation machines, I don't know if Japan has those, but New Jersey and places are doing it, it totally fries them. So only the DVD made it.
The DVD works fine.
Michael, just contact us and we'll send you some more.
Okay, that's great.
Let me give you the number to do that. 512.
Hey, wait a second. 512.
It's on the website, too. 512-291-5750.
Okay, 5750.
Uh-huh. Or you can call 888.
Okay.
253-3139 and give them your name and address in Japan, and we'll get you the new videos out.
Okay, great.
And if they erase them again, we'll just refund your money. But I want to thank you for your support. What else can I help you with, sir?
Yes, sir. I've been pretty angry. I could use stronger language, but I'm not. I read on the MSNBC that I heard that Porter Goss is going to be the new CIA director.
Yeah, we were going to cover that in a minute, the guy who met with the Pakistani general, and we're going to go over all that evidence of this spook.
Yeah, give me a break. Come on. I've been reading up on that. I was like, oh, my, no, you're telling me.
Well, what do you do over in Japan?
I'm an English teacher, and... And I keep telling everybody about you, and I keep telling about what you're about the information that you're telling.
What
and,
do you do in Japan? I mean, where do you live?
I live in Zama. There's a town called Zama. It's about, I would say, about 25 miles outside of Tokyo.
Yes.
And there's a military base down about maybe two blocks down from where I live.
Well, I get a lot of emails from Japan, and I'm being interviewed by one Japanese TV station today, next week by another network. And
I forget.
It seems like Japan is really, really waking up.
Well, yeah, especially me. Yeah. I apologize. I'm a little nervous here.
Well, that's okay.
This is my first time
calling. Listen, Michael, it's good to talk to you, and thanks for your support, and take care, my friend.
Yes, sir.
You bet. A caller from Japan, Darren in California, a little bit closer to home. Darren, you're on the air. Go ahead. Darren's gone. All right. John in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on the air.
You mentioned how people get profiled by their supposed tribal team identification that Democrats or Republicans, and how now Kerry, you know, is supporting this dirty war and occupation. And I think that's the technique that is used by the neocons to, in effect, say, well, now I've got an emotional stake in it. I voted for this guy, whether he's a Democrat or a Republican, so I've got to support their dirty war crimes. But I see the same kind of profiling going on among conservatives and right wingers. I have to say that, and I don't think I'd have enough time or ability to state what I'm trying to get at. But if you could have somebody on like Dr. Michael Parenti, michaelparenti.com, I think he could do a better job than I could, because I worry that despite all your keen analysis of the evil motives and lies of these neocon warmongers, and their PNAC schemes. For world domination, starting with their appetizers along countries like Iraq and Iran, that when they move to phase two of the PNAC plan, which according to their own PNAC blueprint plans,
is course, Russia and China.
Or even, well, could I hold on after the
break?
Yeah,
sure. I know where you're going with this. Stay there. You can finish up, John, and we'll go to others at 800-259-9231. And again, the website is prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
I'm going to get into Porter Goss, the ultra slime ball, to be your new CIA director, and how that ties into the new super CIA that's going to be running our lives like the KGB. And we'll get into Kerry's disgusting activities, saying, oh, he loves the war and doesn't care if there weren't weapons of mass destruction. And look at all that moral authority he's giving Bush, his cousin, his business partner, his buddy from Skull and Bones. This is totally staged. And this is how they give us false choices. So we'll be discussing that, and I'm sure that's what John wants to talk about. But I know where John's going with this. PNAC wants to attack North Korea, China, Russia, total World War III. That's on the battle plan after they take over the Middle East, a new national draft to get that done after they've armed China and the rest of them. I don't think they're going to go to war with China and Russia. I think there's going to be more posturing, The Fortune 500 basically runs China and Russia today. Russia has six oligarchs in charge, and every time one of them gets arrested, it turns out it's some Dutch or British or U.S. company that really owns full sectors of the Russian economy. It was our big banks that put the communists into power, folks. And that's where John and myself disagree. John doesn't know his history. John, go ahead.
Well, I think I do to some degree, but I think that this is the most dangerous phase of the PNEC blueprint for world domination and setting up a Fourth Reich, because they do say that any country that is an obstacle to, towards total domination to Washington military-industrial, Washington-based military-industrial complex is going to get,
but John,
get into
it's
their
not
bomb
based.
Site.
John, it's just like Europe said they were against the war, but now they're for it, and the UN's in there running things. The people that own Europe own America. There's no separation, and it's the Anglo-American establishment. That's what they call it.
Well, yeah, that's not the fine point I wanted to bring up right now. What I wanted to say is that I think that these neocons, if they change the label from an anti-terror war to an anti-communist war, they will have effectively profiled many right-wingers.
Hey, your little buddies are a bunch of Trotskyites, John.
My buddies are simply people that I've examined over decades. And
I know, but you've called in before, and you think
right.
Socialism's great, and I'm telling you, it's a creation of the elite to con the people back into serfdom.
Well, you know, if that were the case, there wouldn't have been a 14th
century. Hey, John, you look at this corrupt fascist state, and you think, oh my gosh, socialism must be good. When are you going to understand that real free market is a great thing? This is organized crime we're fighting. So don't look at organized crime and think free market's bad. This isn't free market, sir. You know who lobbies for regulation and big government? The corporations do. They use it and control it.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm talking about...
Well, the socialists give them a bigger mechanism of control.
No, I'm not talking about that kind of mechanism of control. I'm just saying that the countries such that are in the bomb sites and the gun sites of these mad Fourth Reich neocons, like Cuba, Venezuela, these countries around the world, I think can be attacked with the recruiting of right-wingers and conservatives because...
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that Fidel... Do you know the historical... Sir... The historical fact that Eisenhower called Fidel the Abraham Lincoln of the Caribbean?
Well, you know, I don't know that, but I do know that whenever Northwoods is mentioned, you never mention that the main victim and target of that was Cuba. They were to be framed
well,
up, and it was Eisenhower that framed them up.
Sir, it's in my film. Well, what do you mean I never mentioned it? It's in my video.
You never mentioned the name of Cuba. You mentioned enemies of the globalists. But I think because it would expose...
Sir, you haven't seen The Road to Tyranny, have you?
But I've listened to your program
almost every
day. You
haven't seen the video, have you?
No, I haven't. But I've listened to
your... John, thanks for the call. We got a lot of other callers. Look, this is why we're going to lose this country and the planet. Because the Democrats think Kerry's great because he's got a D before his name. The Republicans think Bush is great because he's got an R before his name. And I personally think Kerry would be better because it'll wake conservatives up out of this doldrum. Not because he's good, but because they'll quit being, you know, blind to what's happening to this country. But who knows? I mean, they'll probably think Kerry's great. Who knows? Conservatives will probably go along with Kerry. It's just like beating your head up against a wall. It is a historical fact that our government put in Mao Zedong, that they put in Lenin, that they put in, that they helped support Ho Chi Minh, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Manuel Noriega, Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, that they were even involved in supporting Muammar Gaddafi. They set them up, and then they try to knock them down so they can have weapon sales. And you guys want to romanticize the Reds and the rest of it. The Reds killed tens of millions of people. And how you could ever look at one evil of the neocons and then try to mirror that and say, oh, but the commies are going to save us. Now, can the neocons use anti-communist rhetoric to push their agenda? Of course they can, while at the same time supporting communists. So you just can't grow up, John. You just can't get your head out of the sand, buddy. You can't break your paradigm.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
For liberty.
For their descendants. Thanks to the renegades. I'm free today.
Free today.
Free today.
Thanks to the renegades.
Free today.
Free today.
All right, my friends. We're back live. Thank you for joining us. We'll go to Anthony and Peter and Ken and many, many others here in a few minutes. Let me cover more news. I went to calls early in the broadcast to try to change the pace a bit, but need to cover news right now. I want to get more into CIA halted a plan to kidnap bin Laden in 1998, just one of many plans. Oh, no, don't arrest our agent. Also, how they went and arrested a mole when he was about to expose al-Qaeda, being CIA. They're having trouble explaining that one away. And we'll get into President Bush continuing to surrender U.S. sovereignty to international entities. Documents uncovered proving U.S. doctors aided tortures at Abu Ghraib, Russian relocation center, as the British call their centers. Kerry still would have approved force for Iraq. Out of Reuters, Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry said he would have voted for the congressional resolution authorizing force against Iraq, even if he had known there were no weapons of mass destruction were to be found. Wow. So what do you Democrats think about that? And then Bush mocks Kerry over it. We'll get to that. Bush's approval rating at lowest point ever. Also, we'll get into that mole situation, as I said. Immigration plan envisions incentives to illegal aliens to get them here. And much, much more. But right now, let's get into two articles that are in USA Today, on this Wednesday edition. Bush taps lawmaker to head the CIA. Goss could face political storm before confirmed. President Bush nominated Republican Congressman and ex-spy chief Porter Goss on Tuesday to head the CIA. Leading senators immediately suggested that Goss, respected in both political parties, was on track to be confirmed in the Republican-controlled Senate. But Democrats' complaints that he is too political indicated there could be the contentious hearings the CIA chief, they say, should give the president and other decision-makers nonpartisan advice. The appointment comes at a turbulent time when the United States is pressing a global war on terror, shoring up homeland security against threats of attack, and hearing calls for reform of the nation's intelligence service. I love it, reform. The total takeover of our society. Porter Goss is a leader with strong experience in intelligence and in fighting against terrorism, Bush said in a Rose Garden announcement before leaving to campaign in Florida. He is the right man to lead this important agency at this critical moment in our nation's history. Goss, a Florida congressman, stepped down Tuesday as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. The next Central Intelligence Agency director will have less authority if, as expected, Congress follows the 9/11 Commission's recommendation and creates the position of an intelligence czar or lord or supervises the CIA and more than a dozen other agencies. White House spokesman Scott McClellan did not rule out Goss getting that job. Yeah, that's the plan. Let's talk about Mr. Goss. This is the guy who met with General Mahmoud Ahmed, the head of Pakistani intelligence, known CIA operator who helped depose the elected leader of Pakistan to put in General Pervez Musharraf a few years ago. Now, on the morning of 9/11, he was having a sumptuous platter, a breakfast meal, with the head of Pakistani intelligence, and the New York Times and the Associated Press reported when the staffers came in and said, planes are hitting the towers, Goss looked at them and said, we know. Meanwhile, down the street, Lord Bush, Herbert Walker, Bush 41, was having a sumptuous meal at an internal Carlyle Group private shareholder meeting, sitting at the table with the leader of the Bin Laden family. And then, of course, down the street, the CIA was running a drill of hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center in Pentagon. Just so happened that was used to order NORAD to stand down. And we have, during that week, the Pakistani general meeting with the CIA chief 3 days before, Mr. Tenet, and meeting with the White House 4 days before, and just traveling all over. And Mr. Goss has been instrumental in the cover-up of 9/11. So I'm sure we're all very, very proud of Mr. Goss. He's done a great job covering up, just like General Eberhardt did with NORAD. Now he's gotten the NORTHCOM job. And it's just thoroughly disgusting to watch all of this. And Goss has been a continual intelligence operator for the globalists. And now he'll end up being your CIA chief and then, of course, move into the new KGB boss a position over the entire United States. All crimes, terrorism, and everything we do and say will be tracked and traced by his lordship, by the new Heinrich Himmler. So the new intelligence and takeover agencies like Homeland Security now fights terror and crime and puts up billions of dollars of cameras in all these cities to fight terror and crime and going to have the neighborhood watch fight terror and crime and high school kids fight terror and crime and direct the new forced volunteer army domestically to fight terror and crime. And Goss will be over that, and just all these new agencies everywhere running our lives, but the border's wide open. And the Houston Chronicle ran the headline last week, 800,000 criminals ordered to be released, illegal aliens with criminal records, that you have more rights as an illegal alien than as a citizen. And Bush is expanding that now, and we have some news for you on that subject. The other article, then we'll go to your calls, is the Arnold Factor. And it's a picture of Bush and Arnold. I guess if I said that I admired Hitler and screamed at black people and called them names, I'd get awards from Jewish organizations, but I'm against Nazis, so I'll be attacked. I'm not joking, by the way. I've always admired dictators like Hitler. I don't care if Kurt Waldheim's a Nazi. We love him. We like him. I always dreamed of having total power. Most people are followers and need to be ruled. That's what I like to do, is rule you. Black people are subhuman inwards. I don't like them. They shouldn't be allowed to compete. They're animals. All right. But that's good, see. If you don't say black people are animals and you don't say Hitler's good, you're a Nazi. You've got to learn how this works. See, after you visit Lord Rothschild, as photographed by the Scotsman, you're okay. You can do whatever you want. Just like the founder of the Bilderberg Group was a Nazi, Prince Bernhard. But that's okay. If you fight him, you're a Nazi. The Arnold Factor. And I love Senator, the great Senator, the senior Senator from Utah. Mr. Hatch wants to get rid of the 22nd Amendment so I can be president. Arnold Schwarzenegger should be one of President Bush's secret weapons this fall. He's anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-open border, of course he is. He's a popular and charismatic Republican governor with star power and a Kennedy wife and appeal to Democrats in his home state of California and beyond. Instead, the Arnold Factor in this campaign may come down to political body language with the two macho politicians. Yeah, Bush, bring him down. He's real macho, whose relationship has sometimes been strained. Be able to convince California voters that they are on the same page when they differ on many cultural issues, and Schwarzenegger is balking at campaigning for Bush outside his state. Will Californians see the warm chemistry of John Kerry and John Edwards, or the Bush has reached with former rival John McCain? I mean, it's just so sick. By the way, in major polls, two-thirds of Californians agree with what I'm doing. They love it. I helped run the Enron scam, so I was put in to stop it. And again, I'm not, well, do you support Gray Davis then? No, I don't. That's the point. There's no difference. By the way, Bush and Arnold are good buddies. The family vacations together, and they go to the Grove together and have fun together there at the Grove. According to the New York Post, where, quote, gay porn stars headline service the members. I wonder what type of service. Let's go to Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Today I want to talk about, I was thinking about some of your stances, and your stance that you are pro-solving the illegal alien problem.
Yeah.
But at the same time, but if you want to do that, aren't you just fueling the growing and burgeoning biometrics industry that has all these technologies that spy on all of us, ready to use that as an excuse to employ in our cry out for solving the illegal problem?
Well, you know, that's a good comment. Congressman Lamar Smith here in Central Texas, South Texas, about 6 years ago, he lobbied and said, no, let's have biometrics to get driver's license, even after they were in, because, you know, this will be good to stop illegal aliens. But then he got a waiver through, and Bush has the waiver, where illegals don't have to do this. If you're a citizen, you have to, but illegal aliens don't have to. Bush just did that again, reauthorized that, 5 months ago. And so, again, 40-plus states have the thumb scanners and the face scanners to get a driver's license. And for an American citizen to leave the country, or someone from Western Europe or Asia or wherever to come in, they've got to do it. But people from Latin America don't. That's a federal ruling. I mean, a federal order by Bush. I don't know if you remember that. So you don't need biometrics to stop the illegals. You can simply stop offering them massive welfare. That'll stop a lot of it. And you can simply perhaps double the border patrol on the southern border. You know, go from 1,300 on duty at any one time to maybe 3,000 on duty. I mean, that's very cheap. We're talking about a couple hundred million dollars, which is just chicken feed. in this whole system, but they don't want to do that. You can prosecute coyotes more severely. I mean, sir, the headline in the Houston Chronicle Sunday was 800,000 fugitives released. I mean, we're talking murderers, rapists. There was that guy, the railway killer, who killed dozens of people, and they just kept releasing him. I mean, you just have no idea. Most of the time when they bust somebody breaking in cars or robbing houses here in Austin, Texas, it's illegal aliens because, I mean, they've got a get-out-of-jail-free card. So something's got to be done about this. And the point is, I raise about the open borders is, how can they claim we've all got to give up our rights and be tracked and traced and no fly lists and all this, but then the border's wide open? It's a joke, sir. That's why I point this out.
Yeah. Well, I'm totally with you on this whole.
But you're right that they're selling us that biometrics is the answer to the illegals, and then quietly making it to where there's nothing there.
Yeah, and I've also been noticing that the border problem is finally starting to come out in the New York Times and all these newspapers.
Yeah, but they're doing nothing. They're just saying, okay, we're going to search you when you try to go to Mexico.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
But don't you think it's possible that it's kind of scripted for us to, like, then suddenly all care about the border a whole lot? But
no, this is the opposite. Sometimes they do that. 87% of Americans, including Hispanics, they try to make it a racial issue. It's not. Are against the open borders. Okay, it's just common sense.
Yes.
Okay, it's driving down the wages. We can't accept billions of people from the entire third world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, I mean, you know, when's it going to end? I mean, it's I'm all for immigration, but we can't absorb 2 million a year, 3 million a year.
Yeah, I just think it has the potential to be like a solution that's really evil. I also see in the news that Homeland Security is working with. They're like, oh, well, now we're going to go down and
but again, they're doing nothing but trying to bust people shipping in drugs that haven't paid their cut, the CIA, and searching Americans trying to leave.
Okay, yeah, I just want to bring up that little view there. All right, thanks, Alex.
Great points, Anthony. I appreciate the call. Peter in New Jersey, go ahead.
Greetings, Alex, from the liberal cesspool state of America, New Jersey. And you did a tremendous Arnold impression. Maybe you can do McGreevy next.
I don't think I did a very good one. Wait until I get your firearms.
Indeed. Kind of a statement and then a question for you.
You're going to be a little man. You're going to beg me. You're going to lick my boots once I get your gun.
I live a handful of miles from Lakehurst Naval Air Base and Fort Dix. And over
listen
the last...
to me now. Believe me later. You're my slave. I'm Uber. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Living a handful of miles from Lakehurst and Fort Dix here in central Jersey, over the last couple of years since 911, I've noticed in the wee hours of the morning, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, many, many times, on many occasions, these fighter planes going overhead and not knowing what's going on. And I'm sure if I called over there, I would not get the correct answer anyway. But recently I came upon this in the local newspaper. They were looking for role players to act as foreign civilians on the battlefield opposing military forces at Fort Dix in support of U.S. military training.
Yeah, they always say that. And you go to the training and they scream, I'm an American, not the camp. I have rights to firearms.
Indeed. The other thing was sometimes it's not terrific to speak about others on the radio, but the other night I just came upon Stephen Quayle, who I heard you with a few months ago on Coast to Coast. He was on his program. And I'm a little confused because while listening to him, he was almost talking about something so drastic coming in the next couple weeks, which he did not mention. He was a very cryptic, and as a believer in Christ, I was left with the impression I should take my sandwich board sign out and put on the rapture is coming because I don't know, nor did he say.
Well, Steve puts out a lot of good info. I disagree with some of it. And it's always cryptic, but I think the real world is cryptic, and the government is saying, you know, early September, it's all over, it's going to happen. But, you know, I don't know if that's the case, but,
yeah.
I mean, you know, none of us totally agree with each other, and, you know, Steve believes that, you know, there's this real Al-Qaeda threat, and I do too, but it's Al-Qaeda.
Yes, indeed. Will you be on any programs soon on such as Coast to Coast again?
I'm on a lot of syndicated shows, but they haven't called me yet to set me back up for the show. They said they are going to do that soon, but email them and tell them you want me back on.
Will do, and I appreciate all your time today, Alex, and God bless you.
You bet. Good to hear from you, my friend. Yeah, I've been on the show 3 times now in the last 6 months, 8 months, and they said they're going to have me back on. I want to go back on by myself for 3 hours. That's when it really is effective. But I appreciate that show being opened up to more diverse viewpoints. They have done that, and I think George Norrie's doing a better job than some of the past folks. But I think, you know, I appreciate it. I mean, I can't argue with somebody who has 14 million listeners an hour having me on three times. One time for 3 hours, another time for 5 hours. So they never done before. They did a five-hour show. We're going to breaky here in just a second. And when we get back, I will get into news. And then we got a guest coming up that you absolutely do not want to miss with the vaccine situation. And we'll take more calls. Again, the website is prisonplanet.tv, Infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. All three are different sites. Check them out today. And remember, giving up your liberty gives you tyranny, not security. All right. We shall return. So, again, please stay with us. And remember, resistance to tyranny and to tyrants is obedience to God. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns.
Hard to believe old Johnny Cash has gone home to be the Lord.
The ring of fire.
All right, my friends. Boy, we'll go to your calls here in a minute. Don't worry, this broadcast is documented. Evil always falls of its own weight, but it crushes civilizations, in many cases, in its fall. And one of the best tools we've got in this fight against the organized crime syndicate that is the New World Order are the 10 documentary films that I have made. Whether it's America Destroyed by Design that covers the UN takeover of our national parks, the Oklahoma City bombing, the thumb-scanning biometrics, or Police State 3 Total Enslavement that covers Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the government-run white slavery rings, PNAC, the neocons, and so much more. My 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, they're all over 2 hours long. Some are 2.5-plus hours long. They're $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles I've made. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special, and so on and so forth. I have also carry a bunch of other books and videos and books on tape by other great researchers and authors. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Watch any of the videos or clips of the videos before you order them. Just please take action. You can call and order or ask questions about the different specials or different titles by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, spelled L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in Louisiana. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
It's Kenneth.
Okay, Kenneth, go ahead.
Yeah, many of these white Republicans who are for the war on terrorism, I'd like to ask you, where were they when the ANC took over that white Christian nation of South Africa? I mean, they're not consistent, would you think, or what?
I'm confused, sir. I mean, you've got black people, white people, Hispanics for this war, you've got John Kerry for it.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it's a shame and it's a double standard. And
I will say this: I don't support apartheid or what happened in Africa, but they even admit that place is 10 times worse off now. But that was by design. The globalists wanted to loot South Africa, and you've still got the same elites in power. They're just looting the daylights out of it.
Right, it is worse since then.
Highest crime rate in the world.
Oh, yes, yes. And it's hard to believe that America is descended from Vikings and Vandals, people who despised the multicultural Roman Empire, people who resisted evil, and today we're not resisting evil as, in a way, the Republican Party seems to be embracing it by being for the war on terrorism.
Well,
which is really
anybody that tries to destroy someone's culture, whether they're Native American or German or Jewish, is wrong. But to just say that, are you saying other groups of people are evil, period? I don't agree with that.
What group? The ANC?
Well, no, I mean, you're talking about resisting evil. I don't understand.
Well, I'm just saying that the war on terrorism is really a war on our pocketbooks. You think about it.
Well, it's also a war on our freedoms.
Right, exactly.
All right, Kenneth, anything else?
Take care, man.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll start the next hour, go to Bill, John, and others. And we have a guest coming up. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. And when we get back, I will blitz through some news items, and then we will go to our guest, then shortly go to your calls. So stay with us. The second hour is only 70 seconds away.